So first off, I got to say how honored I am to be here for multiple reasons. One, just to be with these guys that put this show on all the time. It's just amazing. Can you give a hand to Marilyn and Jim? It's amazing. And then, you know, I've done this once before, and it was life-changing for me. It really opened my eyes. Both my parents were in the service. My mom was a officer in the Marines, and my dad was a chief carpenter's mate in the Navy. And they served, but they rarely talked about their time in the service. It was during World War II, and they really didn't. They never really brought it up, and we felt like we probably shouldn't if they didn't. So talking to service, the people that served, was very much an eye-opening experience for me. And thank you so much for sharing what you've shared. Jack, where are you, buddy? You here?
I'm over here.
There you are. How are you, buddy?
Doing good.
No margaritas last night, huh?
Oh, no.
Jack is the mayor of, is it Lorraine?
Lorraine.
Yeah. And so as far as service goes, he's still serving, man, which is great. You know, I was going to call the song one of the lines in the chorus, but after further consideration, I decided to call it 1971. And the reason I chose that is because that's the year I graduated from high school, and it was half my class had numbers, and the younger ones in the class didn't have numbers. Draft numbers, and Jack got a number, and it was on the low side, and he ended up enlisting. So 1971 was a time where, you know, first of all, I should say that I've heard people say that our country is more divided than it's ever been, but if you think back to 1971, we were pretty divided then. You know, we had a raging war that wouldn't stop, and we had riots in the streets for Martin Luther King was shot. And I mean, there was so much going on there. And we had a very divided country back then, and as we do now. And our democracy survived. And it will again if we all just keep talking rather than fighting. So war is never the answer. But sometimes it's necessary, and I really, really pray that that calmer heads prevail. Okay, Jack, here you go, man. This is your story.